Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It is 5 o'clock in the Bayou City. As we move along, weather's just, drop-dead gorgeous again today. Give you a little update here. Man, those winds have even, there's not much wind at all anywhere from out in the Gulf to all the way up north in our complex. West-southwest at 3 at Eagle Point. Out in the Gulf, it's south at 2. Man, when do you ever see a due south wind that calm? Never. Morgan's Point, it's just, it's dead calm. There's not even one drop of wind up that way. But fog may be a problem in some areas, so, you know, make plans for that. If you're pulling a boat, slow it down, be careful. Live to fish, and fish to live. That sounds good. All right. Do we have Mike Jeffcoat yet?
Yes, we got him.
All right. Let's go to Mike Jeffcoat. This guy fishes to live and lives to fish, too. Jeffcoat, what are you doing this morning, man?
Oh, Mickey, I don't know which way I'm going to go this morning.
You don't? Boy, that's a problem to have, ain't it?
Yeah. I mean, I can go any direction, get on fish right now. So, I mean, the river's green all the way to Baton Rouge. So.
Life is tough.
Life is tough, you know. And you know, like yesterday, we caught about 20 trout, and they said, that's enough trout. We don't really want to go catch redfish. And I'm going, ooh.
Oh, boy.
I said, we're going to have to do some running. And I said, kind of running gun. They said, what's that mean? I said, well, we pull up, we catch one. About 5 minutes later, we ain't getting another bite. We got to move.
Yeah, and, school bus fishing.
Yeah.
Stop, they, pick one up, and leave and go get another one.
Yeah, put the flashers on for a minute.
Yeah, there you go.
No, I found one drain that had, I think we caught 6 keepers out of that drain.
Yeah.
3 bull reds, and I'm talking about, and that was a problem. I think we could have, because it was 18, 20 inch, just perfect, you know, eating size fish. And
yeah.
We caught, I think we had put 4 just in full cast in the boat, and then there's a lady on the boat. She hooked up. Reel went screaming. I went, oh, no. And I mean a big old nasty 45 inch butterball fat. Took him probably 10 minutes to catch him. And then we couldn't get another bite. He wrecked that for us. So we hung with it, though. And we managed to catch another couple out of it, then caught 2 more bulls out of it. And caught 2 big old fat blue cats. And then I had to go to running and just catch one here and catch one there. They just,
right.
I mean, when you got all that green water, them fish just, they go in wherever they want to. You know what I mean?
Right.
Even in that drain, I caught a big old 3-pound trout out of that drain. What that trout was really lost with them bull reds in that drain.
Like probably that, had him pushed up in there trying to eat him.
Yeah, probably trying to eat him, along with all the alligators. There was 7 alligators in that drain.
Boy, them alligators were out yesterday sunning on the banks, man. It looked like a Tarzan movie.
Yep, they were everywhere. So, but no, that's, you know, that's how it's going, the trout. You know, you can go sit on the trout right now and catch them. And Brandon Ballet, he went all the way to the end of the river yesterday. Why he did is because his guys want to catch snapper, and they're going to let us catch snapper until the end of the year.
Right.
And he come back inside the river, the mouth of the river there, and he had 20, all of them 3 to 5 pounds.
Dang.
So, yeah, he had 20 good trout. So, just Gordon, where you're at, you know. He even caught, he had 4 pompanos.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. In there on them trout, with them trout. Caught them in where he was bonus catching fish. Trout before he caught them pompanos. Yeah, bonus.
That fish. Sounds like good a Sharky thing. Marquez report on the jetties. And pompano yeah, mixed no in with everything they catch.
Yep, absolutely. Oh, there's no telling what's at the mouth of that river down there right now. I mean,
right.
There's probably tuna fish laying not 10 miles right there. Well, yeah, I know there are because I talked to Eddie Berger, and he went on a pod of them that was on a pogey ball, and he said there was probably 50 biggins on that ball of pogies. But probably they hooked one up and they didn't have him hooked up. He said probably 30 seconds and line went dead and reeled the head in. He said probably 150 pounder. Yeah. That's the problem with him. But, you know, I told you the other day that he was going to start scouting closer in because it's cool water. I mean, I was fishing 61.
Yeah, you told
water.
Me that last week. He said, I think we're running through the fish to go out to fish for them.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, it's been a few years ago when I was still doing them offshore trips, we was inside of the lighthouse of South Pass, and it was a humongous school of tuna. He's in about maybe 150 foot of water on them pokey balls. You wasn't putting one in the boat. You could put a small one in the boat, and sharks wouldn't fool with a small one. But anything 100 and up, you're going to get his head back, but that's all you're going to get back.
That's yeah, like in bull sharks in the bay. They won't even mess with your trout until you get one 5 pounds or bigger, and then they'll
yeah,
eat him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Same thing.
Same thing here. You know, and that's how they are on them bull reds. But luckily, the water's cool enough. These sharks have moved out. I'm not seeing any sharks in close right
Boy,
now.
Boy, I tell you, wasn't that long ago when you had to leave. You were trying to catch snapper, and y'all were losing every snapper you were reeling up.
Oh,
and the spinner
absolutely.
Sharks were about to land in your boat.
Yeah, it's it wasn't long ago. So
no, I was about to tell him, you know, we lost Robbie.
Yep, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You're exactly right. So, but no, it's just it's fantastic right now. I mean,
let me ask you. I heard there's going to be a online meeting this morning. You know, with Louisiana Fish and Wildlife over the trout regulations. Have you heard anything on that?
I heard a rumor of that, but I haven't.
And everything.
I haven't heard any more about it. I mean, and I'm on. You know, I'm linked to their deal. I get email every day from them about what I've done today or what I done last week or whatever. You know, so I guess that'll pop up on my phone. But you know, they've done surveyed. Majority of the guides down here, and,
right?
You know, 99% of us said, you know, biggest thing you can do is stop letting guides keep theirs. And you know, it's just like the people I got right now. You know, they're fishing 3 days, and the guy said something yesterday when we was catching them redfish. It was just a man and a woman. She said, "What's the limit?" I said, 5 per person. He said, "Yeah, but we can keep the guides catch." I said, "Well, I don't do that."
Right.
And he kind of looked at me, and I said, think about it. I said, you know, I average 200 days, used to average more than that. But let's say 200 days times 5 on redfish. I'm killing my future. You know.
Exactly.
And so, and then on top of that, you're fishing multiple days. All you're allowed is 2-day possession. You could get fined for that if they, you know, pulled you over and said, how many fish you got?
Sure.
And don't fall back on me. It falls back on the customer. So, you know, and that's why I try to get into these guides' minds, you know. And so they said, well, that's your problem, not ours. I said, you're doing all this, just take a picture. And that's what it's all about. It's who's got the biggest pile of fish. It's not about giving the fish to the customer. It's about getting that bigger pile of fish out there. So, you know, and you take like on trout, you know, I got three people. I keep 75, and they say, well, let's keep your 25 too. You know, there's another 25 to add to the picture, which I don't take a lot of pictures anymore. You know, I don't. I'll post up stuff on kids, you know, on Facebook or something, but
right.
I'm past all this social media stuff. I'm sick and tired of it. I mean, you can't even
go there now. Well, a lot of people are getting bored with it. It just, you know.
Yeah.
They all look the same. It's all the same things, just a pile of dead stuff.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so.
But it is a great time of year, man. You just thumb through social media. You got dead deer, dead ducks. Dead fish.
Oh, absolutely.
Dead quail.
I started out right there. Cubic Gap, which is Main Pass, Octave, and Brant right there in Rockville. That's just before the head of the pass. And them trout pile up here, a big flat there where all three of them break off. And I fished down Brant, I don't know, about a mile down into it, right up to the sign that says National Wildlife Refuge, do not, no hunting, fishing, and all that BS.
Right.
I'm sitting there, we're catching a few trout. And the guy says, man, them duck hunters having some fun, ain't they? They just started shooting. And I mean, they're dead off in the middle of that refuge. And I mean, they were whacking on some poor souls. There's no way they're not going to get caught. But I never did see wildlife fish that headed that way, but I know they're there because their truck's sitting in the parking lot at the marina. So they're at the wildlife camp.
Hey, I came out of Oyster Bayou one morning years ago. It was 20, 25 years ago. And I popped out of the back there, and I was going to head over to the south side to make a wade. And there was a group of guys sitting on the bank, and they had decoys out. They had about 50 decoys out right in the middle of the refuge. I go, are those guys idiots or what? I mean, you can't hunt there. They were hunting on refuge property where you're not supposed to. I'm going, you can't make this stuff up. I don't know whether they got busted or not. They weren't there when I came in that day, but I just, you know, they just drove in my car and just hunted off the bank with decoys out.
Wow.
And that is not good.
Nope. So, and it's like us, you know, you can go in there fishing, but you can't be on a guided trip.
Right.
And
yeah, you can't commercially guide a fishing trip in there, but you can go on your own.
Yeah, that's right. BS. Because, you know, I watched, I don't know, 15 oil-filled boats run in there yesterday. There was a guy going there and checking wells now. Well, they're working.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's been 4 or 5 years ago, though. They set up in Main Pass down there on all them ditches, watching all them ditches that go off in there. And because all the guys was fishing Main Pass on them trout and stuff, and one of them, he went off up in that ditch. As soon as he crossed that the mouth of that ditch,
they
bounced on him. They got him. Huh. Find him $3,000. He bought it, wound up having to pay $1,500. That's BS.
That's still too much. That is.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Well, it's navigable water. But see, laws are different.
Absolutely.
In Louisiana. You know, that. The water and the land underneath it, all of it, that's private property. It's owned by the individual. Over here in Texas, it's not.
Oh,
you know,
you're right.
On tidal waters, that is.
Right. Well, it's like here, though.
Once you go up in rivers, it's a different story, you know.
Yeah. But the whole west side here is privately owned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but there's nobody, you know. There's one little area there right at the marina that used to be a shortcut from Tiger Pass over to Grand Pass.
Right.
And we all used it because it was really, really handy. Cut you off about 5-6 miles to take that little, and it's just a ditch. It might be 300 yards to get from Tiger over to Grant. They come in there, put pilots in that, at the mouth on each end, though, it stopped up. Coast Guard got involved with it, though, and said it was a hazard with us popping out of them ditches and boats coming down the pass and all. We don't pop out of it. We slow down and idle out of it, but it is what it is. But that's the only one they've done over here.
I mean, I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Well.
So, it's like all of that, all up there around Empire where all that oyster stuff is. That's all
right.
Private property. Every bit of them oysters, because them, all that oyster stuff is leased. So, but anyhow, it is what it is. I mean, there's nothing else different in our crazy world right now, anyhow.
It ain't. There's way too many rules and laws.
And they're making more of them as we
And it just gets worse every day. They just keep adding to it.
Sure does.
You think you're doing the right thing, you're breaking the law. You just never know, man.
Absolutely.
You got to have an attorney with you. Oh, you can't do that, Mike. All right, man. Well, Mike, if somebody wants to come over to Venice and fish with you, how do they get a hold of you?
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ Hunting Fish.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, it's always a pleasure. You have a good day, and I'll talk to you Saturday. You be safe, man.
All right, Mickey.
Okay, Mike. See you, bud. All right, that's Captain Mike Jeffcoat over in Venice, Louisiana. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 520 in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down to G-Town. Let's check in with Captain James Blogg, Silver King Adventures, Spotted Something Adventures, something. He'll answer to anything. Little Red, what's up, man?
Mick, what's up, buddy?
Not a lot. How in the world are you?
It's all good. It's all good.
Well, that's good.
Man, it's humid out here, dude. It's like everything's soaking wet.
It's been that way every morning. It's drippy. But it sure is nice for December. Drippy and calm. Warm.
Dead slick, man. Ain't a ripple.
Slicker than a baby's bottom.
Yeah, dead slick. It's been this way for, really Saturday.
Since Saturday,
It was a nasty day, but it was calm. You know, it was a good fishing day. Then we had a little bit of wind Sunday, and then it's been nothing.
Yeah, that front wasn't. It didn't blow like they said it was going to blow.
No, I was fishing. It hit like 2 o'clock, and it was nothing. 14. I don't even think it made 14 miles an hour at the most.
If you're lucky, or unlucky.
Nah, it's good. But we're still catching them, Mickey. But it's tough, buddy. You got to stay on it. But we catch them.
I've been
a bunch of big old reds.
Seeing you hold up some big old nasties, man. Some big old rubber lips.
Oh, man, they're so nasty, dude. Giant ones. Caught one yesterday, 35. Caught one Monday. He was over 40.
Oh, you're
him
on
up.
Pencils, man.
Yeah, I know. Him big ones.
Hey,
I was pulling.
Don't you wish you could call in, talk about a report, 35 and 40-inch trout. Would that be the day or what? Man, unbelievable.
Oh, dude, it would be big time. But we were kind of struggling. There were small birds working us. And all them redfish are in there eating them little old sand trout and eating them little trout. And then and then we hit another school, and I hooked one. Usually I don't cast, but I was trying to catch a trout. And I hooked a red, and there was four or five following it, and I looked at them when they come by the boat, and there wasn't but one of them that was legal in there. And the rest of them were all too big. But now we're catching our fish, Mickey, but I don't know, dude. I don't know if there's just not very many of them or they ain't. I can't tell if there ain't very many of them or they ain't biting. But now it's you can fool with these fish and get them to bite. You know, before this week, if you wasn't throwing a tail, you wasn't going to catch nothing. And now, they'll switch over. Put a Miradine on or a soft dine or a Lele or a hot rod, regular Miller. Now, if you're sitting in some fish, you can play around and get them to hit something else. Maybe even hit it better. You know, you find them on tails and they'll fade. And then you start fooling around some other lures. I told Mark the other day, I said, man, put a 51 on. He said, I got SHP. I said, well, put it on there. Boom, by third cast, you catch one. And we did something with a crazy croaker. And they just, you know, now you can be sitting in some fish. And, you know, like yesterday's one of the few days we actually caught them early. But I went straight to my juggler. And I hit, you know, all these little places. Boom, one or two, none. One, none, three, none, two. And then I had another little spot. It's got a school of fish on it. There's a lot of little ones, but, you know, you got some decent fish in there, too. But I went straight there yesterday. It was dead slick, and then mullet and shad and moving. You just tell the fish were there. And then everything went away. Everything faded. I said, man, look at this. Everything was moving. Now nothing's moving. And we caught one or two, and I said, well, this is what you get for coming straight to the juggler. And then all of a sudden they fired up. For about 30 minutes, he went to work on them.
Yeah.
And then they quit as fast as they started. You can just watch them all quit.
Well, all that bait.
Yeah,
that
you know, you get a going on tails and they quit. Put a lily on them, jig it down there and just reel it straight, boom, get another one. They fade on it, put a marlin on them, throw in there, boom, catch one. So you know, change lures and you can, you know, make some more fish bite. The water temperature's actually coming up. It may have been 64 when I came in yesterday.
That's what it was, 64 and a half when I come in yesterday.
Yeah, that's what it was here. But it's not bad fishing, Mickey. It ain't. You can drive around all over the plant. Well, I say that. I mean, but, hey, there's a whole bunch of dead water between where I'm fishing and in the house that it ain't no good because I've fished it. And I don't know if there ain't biting or they ain't there. I can't tell. Nothing. You don't see nothing.
Yeah.
You know. Just, you know, and like after the morning time right now, you don't hardly see no bait, no nothing. You may see a mullet flip or see a loon swimming around. You just don't see nothing. It's total spot fishing, total spot fishing.
Well,
a lot
it's getting winter time because the white pelicans are here and the loons are back and, hey, ospreys everywhere. It's a good time of year.
Yeah, there's no osprey lives over here. He dropped the mullet out here in the middle of the street. I saw it running the other day. I said, there's his old mullet, man. I bet he's mad he dropped it. Because he was a long way from the water. That mullet didn't jump from no canal to where he was at.
No.
But, you know, and we're catching decent fish. They're okay. And there's a lot of little ones, too. But I just can't tell if I'm where there's many fish. Or they're not really biting. I can't tell. Same thing happened. I called Nasty Hillman yesterday while he was fishing. The same deal. He had
Nasty
one of those spots and they went off.
<Like that. laughs>
Yeah, he said they went off at one time and they caught what they caught. And then when I talked to him, he was struggling at that time. He said, man, we ain't catching nothing. I said, yeah, we ain't getting no bites
right.
either.
Well.
And then I just made one monster. And I'm looking at the whole time, I'm looking at the bottom. I mean, all these fish are shallow, dude. They're 2.5 foot shallower. And you can fade out there in 3.5-4 foot of water, and you don't catch nothing. Not me, anyway. I got no fish in no deep water.
Well,
I
that's
did catch a good
for
one.
You. You're built low to the ground anyway. You can jump out on them fish, buddy.
Well, that's just why, and you're right, but here's why I don't, Mickey. I don't think there's that many. I mean, I don't think it's enough to jump, you know, two or three people out, push them off of there to where you can stand there and catch them. I don't think there's that many. I mean, you're better off just, and I don't like to do it. Even in my mind, I'm like, man, I'm drifting in water. I can see the bottom. But right now, the way it's set up, I think it's better to do that. Of course, it's calm, too. Now, if it's rough and windy, nah, you can't do it. You can't do it, but it's been perfect weather for it. But I did go fish check some deep water Sunday, and I had one bite, and I caught one. He was over five. He wasn't six. He was over five.
There you
I
go.
Had one bite.
Call a Chronicle, a five-pounder.
Yeah, no kidding. Biggest fish, biggest trout I've caught this fall, and I didn't
you
beat
still,
him.
You still catching any flounder? I'm still hearing everybody's going, man, I can't believe all the flounder we're catching.
Yeah, David Carroll caught one with me. I seen a little picture of it Tuesday.
I don't know,
3.5-4 pounds.
Right.
And I'm not even close to fishing where you should fish for them. We're just random catching them, you know, on oysters.
There's a lot of them if, you know, the trout fishermen are catching them while they're trout fishing, you know, throwing trout baits and not dredging the bottom and fishing for them, you know, with chicken boys and gulp and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, we're just fishing.
Yeah.
I counted my numbers up for November. I don't remember. I'm not looking at it. I don't remember exactly what it was. It wasn't as many as Steve's catching, but it's remarkably better than last year. I mean, in nice, I mean, big flounders. But, hey, how many flounders are there? If they're crushing them in that channel, we've already said this once, right? They crush them in the channel, and we're still catching them way away from where you could be catching any
from any of those funnel points. True, yeah.
That's just a shame. I mean, I was talking to somebody about that yesterday. Well, you know, look at all these flounder you're saving. I said, dude, you can catch two, man. Two. You ain't like
yeah, what is two going to hurt, you know?
What is two fish going to hurt? I don't get it. I don't care, but I don't understand. Now, if you were catching 10 a day and trying to keep them, yeah, man, that's probably, you know, that's too many. Five may be too many, but you tell me, that's like snappers. You get two? Come on, dude. Seriously.
I know, it's kind of a joke, buddy.
It really is, because it's really, I mean, and the people I know that's fishing the channel, it ain't like they're going and catching four or five. These guys are catching 30, 40 fish a day.
I know. Look at that one day, Sharky and them released, what, 60-something?
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy, dude. That's good fishing, man.
That's on them.
Yeah. I mean, we're catching that many trout, but they're not all keepers. I mean.
No, but that's pretty good, though, when you can get numbers like that to outmatch your trout numbers. That's
you ain't kidding.
I know there's some disgruntled people out there. I feel for them. I mean, it's they live for this time of year, and it's just – they don't have it right now, but I got good news for them. In about 13 days, they can go to work on them. We keep
man,
this warming trend
what,
going and no real bad fronts, they'll get their licks in, and they deserve
well,
to.
Well, I think, what day does it fire back up, the 15th?
Yeah, midnight on the 14th, which is the 15th, yeah.
I'm canceling. I'm going to go play golf. I'm going to wrap her up. It may not be safe to go out. Hey, you get run over, man.
Oh,
but But I don't think I maybe one day didn't catch a limit of fish in November, maybe one.
Right.
I went like 20 days. But like I told Keith, my guys going today, I said, man, it's just fishing. You know, it ain't a typical November roll out there. You know, I should be able to roll out there half cocked and just don't know nothing and catch 30, 40 trout real easy.
Right.
And it ain't like that. You better be on your game. You better be fishing. You better be fishing hard.
That's it.
You know, but it's
we've been through it before.
It'll
all change. It's better days ahead, man. I always look forward to that.
Not,
oh, and real quick before I let you go, don't worry about no shad, man. I got a connection now, buddy. I got them.
No, I told you what to do. Now, I can get them for you for, you know, if Mark would have been home, I'd loaded you up, but he ain't home. But what you did, how much is a flat? Is it $40, $30? How much is a flat?
Well, I don't know. I got a good deal on them, so I'm not going to say, but I got
them.
Got you.
Got you. Are they working as good?
Yeah, real good. Good.
They're IQF. I mean, I'm pretty sure.
Right, and they separate good, and you don't have to thaw the whole box out and put them back in the freezer and take what you need and – bait your traps up, chunk them out, and go back the next day and load up 100 crabs, 100 blues.
Exactly. Yeah, Steve would tell me that. But, you know, back in the day when we bait fish, you know, tarpon and sharks and everything, when we would lose our source, and there wasn't a whole lot of people doing it, we would buy them flats. And then they were okay.
Yeah. Yeah. These working good.
Doing.
Well,
man,
we're
that's
just
awesome,
talking about
dude.
Catching a few crabs here, you know. But,
but that's
it's definitely the bait of choice. It's better than chicken any day.
Chicken.
Save that chicken
ain't
for the
good for nothing but eating.
That's it. Just eat the chicken and shut up.
That ain't no
lie. All right, man. Well, hey, if somebody wants to go to the bottom and live the dream all in one magical trip, how they get hold of you, Plug?
All right, buddy, we can do it. Watch that grass grow. 497-717-706.
All right. Hey, bud.
Right, buddy,
see you, man. Have a good day. Be safe. All right, later.
And we are hooked up. Hooked up, baby! Outcast Charters! live action. Look at that reel. Stripping drag. You seen it here first, boys. Now people say, Captain Starkey, why is Outcast Tartars the best? This is why, baby. Woo! Redfish every cast. This is what it's all about. Monster fishing action. Game time, baby.
Oh, man, hand me a rod. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Let's go down to G-Town, check in with Michael Marquez. Sharky, what's up, buddy?
He said, hand me a rod.
Hand me a rod. Get the net.
Get the net, baby. We are hooked up. We are hooked up. That's what I'm talking about. What's cooking, good looking?
Oh, man, you name it. It's all shaking, baby.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Well, we enjoyed some good weather for now. It looks like it's going to get a little nasty starting on Monday.
Well, it looks like, yeah, we're due a couple of nasty days after this Chamber of Commerce week of weather we're having here, man.
You ain't kidding. It is gorgeous out there. I mean, it is just, we went yesterday, Mickey, and it was like, I just kept looking up thinking, man, it is so nice out here. I mean, it was just picture perfect, man. It was, and the water, green, green, green.
Yes.
Beautiful water. I was surprised that we didn't hit any trout yesterday. You know, we really didn't actively try, but, you know, I wouldn't have been upset if we caught a few. But it was, I mean, yesterday was kind of the first day where we really started to see like the sheephead and the pup drum and, you know, all that good stuff, really like super active, you know, those sheep's head are coming in. So it's that time of year and, you know, we hit a limit of those guys and we hit some redfish and, but it was just, it was picture perfect yesterday. Beautiful day. So
that's good
I think
to hear,
you're right,
man.
I think it's coming. I think the from what I can see on Monday, it's going to be real nasty. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it's like Thursday even. The whole week kind of shows some nasty weather in the forecast. So I think it's coming, Mickey.
Yeah, they're showing Thursday some kind of low front coming in, north 10 to 20. That's next Thursday. But
okay.
Well, there's a little cool front on Monday, they're saying,
on
this
Monday,
coming Monday.
Right?
Yeah. And then a warm front on Tuesday. And then back to another cool front on Thursday. So, what are we going to start popping these every 2 days? But, you know, you got that one on Thursday. It's showing it's going back southeast 10 to 15 on Saturday with a high of 75. That's in Houston, though.
So, oh, I gotcha.
So we're going to stay up temperature-wise. We're not going to get too low. I think there's a few nights there. It'll be around 52, 56. But, hey, man, this ain't bad for December, man.
Yeah,
we'll take it. Yes, sir. I'm waiting for a good blistery one so I can kind of jump ship and make an emergency run down to South Texas. But right now with this warming trend, I think I'll just stick to Galveston Bay for a while.
There you go. There you go. Well, I mean, I think it's going to all play out. You know, it has been such a warm November and December, and kind of how we've been kind of staging it up and talking about it for the last month or so.
Right.
You know, if it'll hold off getting real, real cold, we might have a little bit of a longer-lasting flounder season.
Yeah, how about them flounder? Hey, I'm liking this warm front stuff and everything to – hold these flounder in here for all the flounder fanatics come December 15th. It's going to be, boy, I may not put a boat in on that day. They coming, baby. They're coming.
That's right.
Build it and they will come.
Man, it's going to be insane, man. I'm thinking about starting at midnight, you know. I'll be on my third trip by 8 a.m.
That's right. You can, hey, as soon as the whistle blows at midnight, you can start boxing them, man, and you get to keep five of them.
That's what
right?
I'm talking about. You know what?
Yeah, five.
That would, That would be a lot of fun, a plan to go out midnight. I guess, what, on the 14th? Head out midnight. At, Ooh, okay. Okay, man.
That'll be on a Sunday night, so I can do a marathon. Go, go 48 hours without sleep. Just fish around the truck clock. Just book them, Dano.
That's it. That's, who needs sleep, man, when it's flower
That's right.
season?
Like We're they say, sleep so when you're dead.
Well, I like it. I'm in on it. Count me in. Count me in. Well, I know the we're kind of prepping for the Got Fish Expo. It's coming around next weekend, starting Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I think it's you know, going to be their holiday style, Black Friday style, you know, kind of get those last minute sales for Christmas. So we're planning on being at that show at the Galveston County Fairgrounds. Again, so that's always a good one. So we're looking forward to seeing everybody there.
That's going to be fun, man. You guys, I hear a lot of good stuff. People I know that come out there and meet all of y'all and say, man, there's some characters. I said, yeah, they are. There's something else. They can actually fish, too.
Man, I just enjoy sitting sitting and just having conversations with everybody. And just, I mean, man, that's – there's just so much there's just a lot of passion in our sport, and there's just a lot of great, solid,
good folks, man. Very good people.
Good, solid folks.
Solids. It's like catching fish, man. We're getting solids.
Yeah. Oh man, but well, other than that, Mickey, I mean, we're just kind of waiting for the front. Like we said, it's coming in next week, and I haven't been offshore much, so I don't have much of a report there. But inshore wise, the redfish, you know, typically, and I'm sure once we get that gnarly front end next week, if it's real, real gnarly, it might shut down that those redfish a little bit. But man, I mean, we've been able to maintain a pretty consistent and solid bite on those redfish. We're still in the mullet phase, which is
sure.
You know, kind of wild, and I'm sure we're gonna be switching to that crab soon for the drum, and you know, and then you're pretty excited if you hit a bonus redfish or two, you know, at the same But we're right there. Seeing all those sheep's head yesterday, you know, really was like, man, it's
yeah. Here we go with the sheepsters again. Here it comes, man. Gonna get another big run going through now to probably February or March out there. So here we go. Let's get them.
Yeah. Prep the ship. It's time to.
That's time it. To get to- Well, look, man, if somebody wants to get with you and you guys down in G-Town, give them some info, Sharky.
Come on with it, man. Let's go slay some fish. I'm ready for it. And you know what? We actually, while I got you, we actually have an open boat. We had a last minute cancellation for Saturday. And cool. So, and then one of the other guys had an afternoon open. So we're actually running two open boats. It's a great opportunity for somebody who, you know, maybe a listener that doesn't have a whole, you know, squad of people that wants to come.
Right.
It's $2.25 a spot. It's going to be absolutely a blast. If you have two spots, it's $400 for both spots. But yeah, so that if you want to do that, hop on our Facebook page, send us a message to Outcast Charters. It's going to be a lot of fun, man. You get to meet a lot of cool people and fish with some random new friends. And then, but also head to our website, Outcast Fishing with no G, charters.com, and you can check out our trip packages, pricing, availability, and even book for a future private trip online, man. We'd love to have you guys.
All right, buddy. Well, Michael,
all right,
have
buddy.
A good one. I'll check in with you Saturday and see if we can keep this good streak of weather going, buddy.
Let's do it, man. I'll talk to you then, brother. Have a blessed one.
Okay.
We'll talk.
All right, Sharky. Take care, bud. See ya. All right, that's Sharky Marquez in G-Town. Let's run up to the Big Sam real quick and check in with Randy Dearman. Randy, what's up, man?
What do you say there, Captain Mick?
Oh, not a lot. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing good. I think I'll go out there here in a minute and catch me a mess of crappie, carry the ranch with me.
There you go. When are you going to leave for the ranch?
We're going to leave Saturday morning.
So you're going to be out of pocket for a while.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I missed you last week. I took off and run down there for a few days just to look at everything. And came back for a couple of days, had a few things I had to do. And then I'm going to shut it down till about the end of January there.
Well, I know what you do this time of year.
Every year.
So where's Randy? He gone.
I just love that brush country.
I know you do. I'm the same way. If I could do it for a long period of time, I'd be down there right now and never come back till about February.
Yep. I don't know. It just, you know, work hard all year where I can take off and do this. So I don't like the cold and fighting the cold fronts and the wind and all that.
I know.
Done for so long anyway, so figured out
You heard about Will Kirkpatrick passing back on the 25th.
Yes, sir.
We lost another good one. That's terrible.
Oh, yeah. I remember Will from, you know, Will started off over at Livingston down there.
Yeah, he did. Yep.
And, had that old inboard, outboard boat. Kept it stalled. He had cream worms right on the side of it, you know.
Yep. He run an Allison. He run a Boston Whaler and all kinds of boats before he started running bass boats.
Yep. Well, it's just, you know, as you get to that age, you start losing some of them, Mickey. We just got to.
I know.
Got to realize it's part of life.
That's why we got to all be nice to each other, Randy. We don't want no regrets, man. We got to roll with each other.
Yeah. But he had a good life, you know. I mean,
yeah, he did.
He got to do what he wanted to do, and he helped a lot of people in a lot of ways.
Yeah, he was a good man. I'm going to miss him. He was a good friend of mine.
Yes, sir.
Cool. Well, I hope you have a very successful Mexico deer season this year.
Oh, yeah. I just need one more bag of crappie to carry with me down there. Catch me 25 of them this morning, and get ready to roll.
Fresh fish at the deer camp ain't nothing like it. Man.
Have you got the hunt any yet, Mick?
Not yet, but my neck is swelling as we speak. I need a good cold front so I can get out of Dodge. Head on down.
I think I'm going to shut everything down there this year about the 20th. January. We got a big tournament here the first week of February, and
right,
you know, I'm gonna come back.
Need to come back and win you some deer hunting money, bud.
I need to do that.
Support your habit.
Yeah, it's gonna pay $100,000, so I'm gonna come back and spend me a few days trying to get it all figured out.
Well, just shoot me a text when you're back in town and be able to take a call, and I'll get in touch with you, because everybody enjoys getting your reports from up there and all that good stuff. Some of that local knowledge, man.
There you go.
All right,
Captain,
Randy.
We'll look forward to talking with you.
Throw them out a number, buddy.
936-328-0864. Have yourself a blessed one.
Go drop a big one. See you, man. All right. That's Randy Dearman up on the Big Sam. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show, but we'll be back in the morning bright and early at 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
I'm tired of this, Grandpa.
That's too damn bad!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.